Coach, obviously not the way you wanted to start, 24-17, losing to the Chargers. Had some momentum with the opening kickoff with Percy, sustained a few things, but second half, San Diego comes out, puts up 17 points, and our offense kind of sputters a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough loss, and, you know, you got to be able to play for four quarters in the National Football League, and we didn't do that. I mean, we played a good half of football, and in the second half, we just didn't play as well.
I know you always talk about there are no moral victories, even though there was good play in spots. What did you tell your football team? Because this has got to be disappointing after leading at halftime.
Just that fact. I mean, it was a disappointing loss, but if we handle it the right way, we can learn from it and really put ourselves in a great position going forward. But we have to learn from it, and we have to improve on certain things. And when we watch the tape on Monday, we'll do that, and we'll find out if we can make those improvements. But you have to congratulate the San Diego Chargers. They did a great job coming out the second half and doing the things they needed to do to win.
Coach, how do you explain, I mean, you've been on the defensive side of the ball for a long time. The number of plays that we were able to run compared to San Diego, the number of passing yardage, 333-28. How do you explain that?
They did a great job of executing. You know, we've got to do a better job of executing, but they did a great job. I mean, they have a high potent offense, and we knew that going in, and good job by San Diego.
You shuffled a lot of guys in and out, especially on your defense, the defensive line. I mean, did the weather, was it hot, or was that by design to keep it fresh legs in?
We want to rotate our D-line. I mean, that's part of what we want to be able to do. We've always done that, and so we were doing what we always do.
Coach, I know you want to give San Diego credit. You say, but they clamped down on our offense and to almost being ineffective during the second half. What do you and offensive coach Musgrave, what did you talk about very quickly without reviewing the tape? And what did you talk about with your quarterback?
Well, that's what we talked about, reviewing the tape. You know, we'll go back on Monday and we'll review it and try to find out what we got to do to get better.
Coach, you open up next week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You go back, you look at the tape, home opener. Give us a sense of what next week is going to be like for you and your football team.
We're excited about coming home, you know, playing in front of All America fans at our field. We're excited. I mean, it's our home opener. We open on the road as a visiting team today, but we're going to be at home next weekend, and we are excited about that fact.
Coach, I don't want to end on a downer, but I've got to ask you about the penalties, two in particular, the personal foul penalties, maybe penalties in the 10 digits. San Diego, no penalties in the second half.
Well, you know, we want to be a smart football team, and we were not smart, especially towards the end of the ball game. And as I said earlier, I mean, these are things we got to learn from if we want to be a good football team, and we'll see if we do.
Coach, last question before we let you go. Percy Harvin opens up with over a 100-yard kickoff return, and you intermittently put him back, rotating between he and Lorenzo Booker. What was the strategy behind that?
I don't know if you noticed, but you know, they changed what they were doing from a kickoff standpoint, kicking when he was in there, kicking not kicking to him if he was in there. And coming out the second half, I don't know if you noticed this, but he wasn't able to come out the second half. So we wanted to open the half with him returning kicks, but there were some things that we were dealing with injury-wise, and so we didn't get him back there. But he did a great job, and when he's back there, we all know that he is capable of breaking it every single time.
Coach, to coin your phrase, let's put this one behind us and continue to move forward.
Exactly right, Greg. That's what we'll do.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier in a disappointing Minnesota Vikings locker room. Must back to you guys in the Twin Cities.